Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? It's your girl, Monique Leray from LA Talk Radio's The Startup. How are you? It has been an interesting week in the history of us on this planet, hasn't it? We don't usually cover these types of things, but it'd be kind of weird not to. And, you know, we all are one in this whole pandemic and this health situation. But we still want to talk about business. We still want to talk about keeping our vibe high and moving our businesses forward. I know it feels like you're stuck. Things are just kind of uncertain. And as startup owners, as business owners, we know how to handle things. This is new. This is something new, you know. But I think if we help each other, we can get through it. And I'm super excited. A lot of stuff I want to share with you guys today. And here's why I'm excited. I'm not excited, of course, locked in, right? And it's, of course, we're doing this all to help our healthcare, you know, our beautiful healthcare community get a hold of this. Shout out to everyone in the healthcare community who's got to, you know, risk in their lives to save ours. But while we're in our homes, while we're sheltered in and we're hunkered down, it's a really exciting time to focus on your brands in different areas. If you have been one of those people in the past that hasn't been, you know, tech savvy or excited about the internet, excited about the web, now's the time to grab someone that you know, over the phone, of course, virtually, grab someone that you know to help you with that. I'm going to give you some tips later today in the show to go over that. So if you've got an idea and, you know, you've been sitting on it, or you've got a book that you wanted to write, we have time, don't we? We have some time now, and we're all sitting still and rebooting and hopefully vitamining our bodies, fortifying our bodies. I think I'm taking 8 vitamins and elderberry as well. So I think it's now's the time to really get into that and, you know, harness our brands online. So let's dive right in. We're so lucky to have someone that sure knows how to dive into her brand. She does events, she does radio, she does TV, of course. We know her from Bravo's Real Housewives of Orange County. Miss Lynn Curtin, how you doing today?
Hi, Monique. That was a great intro. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for me. Yes, you're hanging tight at home. Tell us, you know, first off, you know, just reintroduce yourself and your brand so people can kind of type up and take a look at who you are.
Okay, I'm Lynn Curtin. My brand is Lynn Curtin Designs. Can you hear me? Did I lose you? Hello?
Absolutely. Oh. We've got you. Yes.
For a minute.
We've got you.
Best known for
bracelets that
were seen on the Real Housewives of Orange County. So they show me making these bracelets myself and just getting into manufacturing about 12 to 13 years ago. And so now I'm manufacturing. I have items in LA being manufactured and some in Orange County. Actually, that might be before this big thing hit, you know, I was like, my last day was in LA dropping off, you know, my ideas and plans and patterns to a manufacturer in LA and some other items also to another manufacturer in Orange County. So now I am back to my drawing board at home, working on my website and maybe bringing out some of my homemade pieces that I actually had manufactured the pieces in Orange, manufacturing in LA. And now I'm have the pieces here at home, have some leather. Everybody's been asking me to do some of my retro cuffs from back in the day. So I think I'm designing some of those one of a kind pieces now. So you know, putting those back together and maybe putting up on my website in the next couple of days. I'm having a 20% sale going on.
Well, I love that.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds like you're harnessing your talents online as well. And you said you're going to be doing your revamping your website. Where can people find you on the website today?
They can go to lynncurtin.com, and it's lynncurtin.com. And I'm putting up new pieces in the next couple of days here, and everything on the website is automatically discounted. They don't need to put a coupon code, anything in. It's just 20% off of everything right now. So they can
check wonderful.
It all out. You can shop from your, and I'm going to be offering also with my website company that I use, Shopify. They're amazing. They are offering, with everything going on, that people can buy gift certificates. And actually a physical gift card, or like a digital card too, which is great. So they don't have to use their card. They don't feel like shopping now. They can shop anytime within the up until December 31st. So,
well, I do love Shopify. Yeah, that's a really smart thing for them to do for their clientele. And so what message do you have for people? We know you on the show and around town for just being super fit. I mean, you guys, listen, Lynn took me to her trainer, and her trainer kicked my butt. So, you know,
the
Lynn's
no
Zoom man. We have to see him once this thing
in Laguna Beach. Wow.
Yes.
Injured his knee from an old injury from way back in the day. So he's been out of commission. So I'm like, when are you coming back? You got to get back. I got to get back in the gym. So I am like self-training myself now, running up the hills. I haven't been up. The gym is closed. So I have been just going up and down the hills. And, you know, I'm wearing only sweats now. I'm not getting all fancy anymore. Just wearing like, you know, workout wear and every day, you know, in my Nike. So my feet are loving it.
Right. Well, that's okay. And so because we know you as this healthy person, what supplements, what at home tips that have you learned over the years that you could give your fans and my listeners right now?
Just keep taking your multivitamins and a lot of vitamin B12. And like you said, the elderberry. Someone just gave me an elderberry supplement the other day, actually. I've just been, you know, the emergency is always great, and just keep yourself active and try not to get down and depressed and keep your mind focused. My creative juices are flowing right now. So I'm going to be coming up with a new line, and I'm going to be in Magic in Vegas. So I'm super excited about that in August. So crossing my fingers, the 1 year I'm finally ready to go. I hope nothing happens. I hope we can get through this downtime, and, you know, it'll give me time to rebuild and refocus on everything.
Yeah.
Just stay positive.
Yes. And we wanted to, you know, we love that you're going to be at Magic, and we're absolutely putting our good vibes out there for that. You know, as the collective people, we have to just get to our highest energy and really, really manifest health for everyone and clear the energy. Maybe the planet needed a break, you know, and we're giving that break, and we're harnessing our talents in other places. Yeah.
And I want to thank all the people that are out there in these restaurants still putting food out there for us, you know, for takeout, and all these people in these hospitals working so hard. My niece is actually making masks for the hospitals right now. She's sewing at her sewing machine, making masks for everybody. I'm so proud of her. Usually she's just, you know, she's a teacher by trade, so she's out of work. And I'm so proud of her. She makes bows. She has her own bow company. So. She's one of these girls. You have to interview her. So she has Nicole Bowles.
So, that's right. Guys, will you guys check that out? And then, Lynn, this is the perfect time for us to binge on Real Housewives of Orange County. For you guys that have not seen Lynn Curtin's episodes, go on Bravo.com, go on Google Play, and binge watch. What seasons do we go to? 4 and 5, right? Yeah. When did we see you?
Back in the day, really back in the day, you can see, actually, they actually had a party for me at the St. Regis, and I was able to show my line to all the women until they got in a little fat. So it's kind of fun to watch that episode. So, you know, there's a lot. I had a Fred Siegel came to my home at one of my on one of the first episodes, and
that's cute.
I had a big dinner, like a big cocktail party, I guess, and I had they came with their jewelry and my jewelry, and then I was able to get my jewelry line into Fred Siegel's, which was great in Santa Monica. So
great.
Back in the day, well, the good days.
Well, there'll be more good days ahead, and you guys definitely big part. All right, Linwood, we're going to let you get to it, and out of challenging times, strong and innovative people rise up, and you're one of those people I know, and I'm excited to see what line you come up with through this whole lockdown,
shut-in. Thank you, and so are you, and same to you. You're the same, and I look forward to listening in to Kelly. I think Kelly's going to be coming on soon. Kelly Prius, looking forward to listening to her soon.
Oh, she's great. Absolutely.
Love her.
Thank you. Plug your handles again. Where can we find you, Lynn Curtin?
Okay, lynncurtin.com. And also follow me on Instagram at lynncurtindesigns_. So looking forward to everybody. I'll follow you guys back. So
thank you so much, Lynn. Have a wonderful day. Be safe.
Hang in there. Wishing all everybody love and health and happiness.
All right. Thank you so much for coming. All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, you guys. That was Lynn Curtin, a friend of the show, a friend of mine. She's super awesome. Check her out at Lynn Curtin Designs on Instagram. I think there's an underscore in there. So check her out and support her. She's a hardworking lady. She's got some beautiful designs, and she's out and about in the community here in Orange County. So and LA, she's all over. In about 4 or 5 minutes, we'll be speaking to a real estate friend of the community, Kelly Prius. And I hope I said that right, Kelly, but she'll be on in a moment. I wanted to actually give you guys a little bit of a recap of my trip.
Hello, this is Kelly.
Oh, hi, Kelly. We're going to be right with you. Hang tight. I'm giving everybody a recap of my trip to Missouri. So, you guys, I flew in.
Hi,
I flew into Missouri.
Kelly with Caldwell and Taylor. I'm sorry I missed your call.
That's our voice now. All right. So, I left LA on Friday, and I headed into Kansas City, Missouri for one day. I got back yesterday, late afternoon. And it was for a production. It was for work. And I wanted to kind of just go over my impression of the airline and the people working. And I got to tell you guys, I didn't know what to expect. And as you know, a lot of cities, different cities are kind of doing, different requests for each county. LA is on full, stay at home. I know, Bay Area, there's something different. But I think for Orange County, I'm in Orange County. I live in Orange County during the week, and I go to LA for the show. Okay. So the airline, there's a little bit of a disconnect, I would say. There's some cities that are completely at home, and you can't even leave. You have to order food, pick up, and that's it. My experience with this was interesting. When I got to the airport, very few people, it looked like it would be like a Saturday early evening, that kind of traffic, but then maybe just cut that in half. A lot of people were keeping their distance. But as far as like the workers go, there weren't a lot of masks. There weren't a lot of, there were people that had gloves on. I came in with full mask and gloves. I didn't know what I was working with. I felt a little overdressed, to be honest, with the mask. Not one flight attendant had a mask on. Not one captain had a mask on. I had flight attendants tell me, and I won't tell you the airline because I think that, I think it's better to just be anonymous about it. But I had a few flight attendants tell me, oh, I've already been exposed to things. It doesn't really matter. I had another flight attendant say that it's overblown. And it was really interesting. As we're landing in Kansas City, Missouri, I had a flight attendant say over the intercom twice, thank you so much for traveling. We know this is hard. We really appreciate you guys supporting the airline, industry and the travel industry, and stop watching the news. So it was almost like this bubble. And I get it. They need to pay their bills. A lot of us don't trust this administration and this government to pay our bills. And I don't think we should, right? We've never seen that in the history of anything. I called my historian friend. He went to UC Santa Barbara today to check some facts. Even in the 1918 pandemic, the government didn't really take care of the citizens as a whole. Everybody's needs are different. And I think we went into a Great Depression. I'm saying all this to say we can look at the history, you know, of our country and learn from it and try to do better. I think there's a disconnect, and this show is definitely not political, but I think at this time it's good to be on top of things, and me being in the media, it's good to talk about this. The flight crew did not seem worried. One of the flight attendants told me that Las Vegas got shut down, New York got shut down because one of the ACs was infected, and that stands for air traffic control, excuse me, ATC. And I think that might be one of the prerequisites for them to close flights in or out. And I guess that makes sense. We need the air traffic control to be doing their job. So it just was an interesting feel that I got. I guess I was expecting them to be more on guard and definitely calm, not panicked, but they didn't seem to be so worried. And I wonder. So with all that being said, that's my point of view on it. I feel like there is a disconnect, that some cities are saying to stay absolutely the hell home. Some are saying you can go out. You know, I drove from LAX, you know, home, and LA's completely shut down. And then I come into Orange County and people are on the beach, right? And I'm not telling people how to handle it because I don't know how to handle it. What I do know is that we need to slow it down, and we need to respect our healthcare professionals and what they're doing and give them a hand, because if they run out of beds and ventilators and masks, we're all messed up, right? We're all going to be messed up. So the moral of the story is, whatever your county is saying, let's try to follow it as best we can. For those of you that have to travel for work, like myself, try to harness your skills in other ways. There's a lot of stuff we can be doing. Yes, if you have to leave, you have to pay for your family. You know, we can't depend on the government to pay our bills. That's never happened in the history of my lifetime, and probably not yours or your grandparents. So I understand the anxiety and the kind of the, you're torn, right? Because you want to comply and you don't want to infect anyone, and you want to do what's right and get this thing behind us, but you also want to pay your rent. So it's a conflict. Every time that you know, who wants to go out and be infected? Nobody does, you know? So we, you know, if you guys know of any people that are traveling, healthcare professionals, us people in the media, people, you know, doing the food, please just support them and make sure that you, you know, tell them thank you for what they do. All right, you guys, we got Kelly on the line. Kelly, how you doing? Kelly Pieces, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm really well. I miss you too, beautiful. How do we pronounce your name? Because I feel like I butchered it.
Proy. So think of Proy. Like Roy Proy. Yep.
But that's right.
Like Prue, the way it's spelled.
That's right. It's a beautiful name. It's like Rolls Royce, but Proy. Okay,
yes,
got it.
There
you go. So let me just tell the listeners. Yes. That, you know, Kelly is a beautiful ray of sunshine. I met her at one of the events with one of these gals that I run with out here. And she does real estate all over Southern California. And I wanted her to get on the line because her industry is definitely being affected. Open houses are probably being, you know, who knows how to do that.
They can't right now. We are not allowed to do any open houses. As of yesterday, they announced on the board that nobody's allowed to do any open houses during the crisis going on, this virus. It does make it harder, but I tell people, you know, with what's going on, it is still a good time. The rates are low, still a good time to buy or sell. And we don't know what's going to happen in between this time. Maybe prices will drop a little bit, you know, and buyers get ready. I mean, we don't know. Everything's we don't know. You know, just kind of assuming, but the rate keep coming down. I mean, they've gone up and they came back down, so they're kind of going up and down, but they're great. It's still a good time.
So with that being said, and I love that you said that, and it's very encouraging because we want to keep the industry, all industries going. I'm trying to touch on as many industries today as possible. And, you know, virtual, and that's kind of the topic of the show, is shifting your business to the online platforms. And luckily for real estate, you can view the properties online. You can check them out. And there's virtual, you know, you can take a virtual tour, and someone like Kelly can talk you through the property, right? I mean, Kelly, what are you doing immediately for your clients as far as virtual appointments, virtual tours? And please give us your website, by the way.
Well, actually, we don't. I know it's bad. I don't have a website. You know, I just use Instagram, my Facebook, and I'm on, you know, a board, a real estate board.
That's fine.
You know,
what is your
Twitter? Mm-hmm. You know, do different social medias. You know, back then I did have a website, and people just weren't always going to. So now, usually, I can send like all my clients if I know what areas they're looking at. A lot of realtors now do the videos. So, like on all my listings, I always have videos that I can share with all, you know, everybody out there. And
what is your online platform? Okay, tell us, give us your online handles, Instagram, Twitter, and all of it.
Right, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook are the ones that I'm using right now.
Go ahead and give us.
So all of them are with my name, Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, and then my last name, P-R-E-U-S-S. That's how they find me on all of those. And
beautiful.
If people want to look me up, there's always other little things I've filled out, you know, like years ago I've done that I can't even remember, but I still have from years before, you know, somebody pulls up my name, they can see all about me. Like when I started, that I was an appraiser, I appraised homes for 23 years. So, you know, I'm good at like marketing and knowing if somebody's going to put an offer in a house, I always check the comps first. If I'm going to list, I show the comps to my, you know, my sellers to show them, okay, these are what have sold in your area. And they can see the pictures, everything. It makes it a lot easier. You know, they can see what's going on and around their market. Yeah, so it is like right now, I am doing a lot of it from home. You know, like I did have to go out and meet a home inspector the other day, but we kept our little more of a distance. I'm not in a big crowd. So it's something you can do all your paperwork from home, DocuSign, all your disclosures, everything is DocuSign. So, you know, you don't have to meet with your clients to sign everything, which makes it great.
Sure.
But, of course, in these times of need,
Well, great. So now, will you tell us what the price point is for each county in California and just give us an idea of what things are selling for right now and give us a feel for the market?
Well, Riverside County and San Bernardino County are very large, so they expand all over. But, you know, because you got Riverside, there's Riverside, there's Corona, there's Palm Springs. Those are all Riverside County, all the desert. So you're kind of getting different LA smaller versus, I say, Riverside and San Bernardino County, because San Bernardino County even goes up to the high desert, Hesperia. You know, like if you're in the high desert area, midpoint prices are 300, very low. If you're Highland, Redlands area, midpoint, you're probably around $500,000. You know, 400 to $500,000. The desert, that varies, but I would say 400, kind of your midpoint. And then you got Orange County, which most midpoint you're going to be, you know, like around 1.5. It's kind of low, but it turns out if you're closer to the beach, if you're farther back, Irvine, a little farther out, not so close to the ocean. Of course, you get close to the ocean, you're up in the million, you know, 5 million is easy and above.
Yeah.
And LA is higher than Orange County. LA is, oh my gosh, like my niece's little house. She's in Santa Monica, like close to that. Her little house, we already did comps on it. It's only a 2-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,000 square feet, really cute little house, and we're going to list it at 1.4.
So, wow.
You know, yeah, that's just for a little house.
All right. So can you tell us what hot properties you have right now that you would like to tell our listeners about in the LA area that you know, that are your listings and a perfect quarantine house? Okay. So what's the quarantine house you'd like to pitch today?
Well, I have right now a great investment in Rosemead that just went on, and it's actually two houses on a lot, which would be great for investors. And that one's listed at $850. But a lot of people in that area, they love it. It's on Burton, B-U-R-T-O-N, if anybody's looking in that area. Great area to invest. That a lot of people are going there because they're, you know, good sized lots. They're knocking them down, rebuilding new two houses on a lot. You know, and they're getting close to 2 million. So it's a great thing, you know, because they are fixers, these two houses. So either they could fix it up and leave them both on there, but great investment for investors on these two houses. My niece's house is coming up on the market too. Her house is completely remodeled. You know, the kitchen, the bathrooms, the two bathrooms are all, they've all been upgraded. She's got a two-car garage in the back. She's in Santa Monica area, and that one's going to be 1.4. I do have 5 more listings coming. The only thing is, all 5, you know, they're kind of put on hold a little bit because the owners are a little nervous because they do live in the homes. People coming through with this virus going on.
Yeah.
They're on hold. So a couple will be in Orange County, and then a couple more will be in LA area. So it is a little slower for me. It started out really good. You know, the beginning of the year, I was really busy. And then now it's just kind of, like right now I have 3 in escrow. So it's slow for me right now. I closed one last week on a brand new house.
Congratulations on
my full-time job.
Let me ask you this, because I know you know things are getting a little concerning, but here's, you know, you have talents through this whole business. So what can you give our listeners some tips and education about real estate? And if they are, you know, scared about their mortgage payment, what advice would you give them?
I would say right now, of course, when if you're looking to buy, and which the rates are low, they're, you know, probably around like 4%, so it's still good. The great thing is, I always tell people, before you buy, even though, like, they tell you this is what, you know, a lender say, okay, well, you can afford, say it's $1 million, and then you always want to ask your lender, what will my payment be with a tax and insurance included? Because I always tell people, don't extend yourself, if you know, because a lot of people look at, wow, I'm qualified for $1 million. But then when they get that payment, they're like, oh my gosh, but I've got car payments and I want a vacation. Don't overextend yourself. Always, you know, make sure you're comfortable with that payment. Don't, just because, you know, you're qualified at that, really go over it. Don't, you know, talk it over with your lender and your realtor to make sure you're comfortable. Because you always want to have money put up if, you know, things break, your car is in the shop, or, you know, you're sick, health reasons, or like right now, this crisis. A lot of people aren't working, you know, they don't get paid.
Great advice. Advice. You tell people about their mortgage payments right now. What advice do you give them when they cannot pay their mortgage because they're not working? Who do they call? What do they do about that?
They would have to call their lender, because maybe they'll give them, because you're not going to go into foreclosure until you're 3 months behind and, you know, things start. But maybe there's a lead way, you know, your lender, which hopefully I'm praying they're going to be doing this. Because I've heard in Italy that they allow 3 months free rent or house payment for people that don't have money coming in. So hoping that's what they'll do to help others. I'm sure, because we don't know how long this is going to last. I mean, it might be 3 months for us. You know, I mean, I'm thankful I've still got clients and I'm still working, you know, but I am self-employed and I still got to get out there and hustle. You know,
yes.
I just try to make it easy as possible. Like, I don't stand real close to my clients. I make sure they're on, like, we're in my office, they're on the other side of the table. We've got sanitizer. We've got everything to keep you feeling comfortable.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, because, I mean, we don't know what's going to happen with this market. We don't. I mean, we've never gone through anything like this in our lives, but I don't want people to scare them from life, because maybe, you know, you still want to downsize your house and you want something smaller, do it, you know, or if you want to buy that dream home, because it's not going to be like this forever.
Yeah.
You know,
that's right.
You got to take advantage while the rates are still low, because we don't know when things get better, but then the rates go back up too.
That's true. Thank you, Kelly, so much for your positive outlook. And I love, you know, what you're doing. And you guys, if you want the best, I mean, she'll drive anywhere to help you, and she'll go above and beyond, and she's just got the sunniest description.
I try to help out with, like, if I'm listing a home, I do give discounts. So
great. She will work with your finances.
Right. if they, there's people that barely have equity in their houses, they can't afford a whole lot to pay a realtor, I'm here to help.
Thank you so much.
I'll go over that.
Thank you so much. Awesome. Give everybody your phone number real quick.
Okay, it's 949-331-0756. And I have two phone numbers, that's one. And then I have an IE number, 909-223-9309.
Well, we're going to call you and look you up on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And Kelly, Price is our real estate agent, you guys. So let's give her some business. And thank you again for calling.
Any help.
All right, you be safe.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You have a blessed day.
All right, you too. Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you so much, Kelly. So, guys, if you are in that position, call your lender. Work that out. If you are looking for a deal, definitely reach out to Kelly. She is amazing, and she'll drive anywhere in Southern California from, like she said, Inland Empire, San Bernardino, all the way up to LA, Santa Clarita, and beyond. So she's our SoCal realtor around here, and she's amazing. And let's just dive right into some of these resources. We're going to get a call here in 5 minutes from a friend in Bali. We're going to check the temperature in Bali's freelance world and entrepreneurial world in just a moment. I want to talk to you guys about, you know, for those of you like me, I mean, I'm a freelancer, right? I'm a producer. I've got to hustle just like you guys. I'm only as good as my last job or last event or, you know, it's that same thing. And a lot of my LA friends, my creative peeps and all over are in that position, and we don't know what's happening. But you guys are creative and you're smart. So dig down deep and find those talents that you have and harness them and make some money. Let's really work on this 7 or more income streams. Now's a great time because we're all at home, most of us, if we're not traveling for work. And here's some ideas, you guys. I brainstormed today for you. So for the next 4 minutes, I'm going to give you this. Has anyone ever told you were good at something, really funny, or smart at this, or great at that, or wow, you can cook, or you have so many great recipes, you should put that in a book, or, you know, you should be a comedy writer, or wow, you know how to sew, or any of those things that people have said that you've heard more than 5 times in your life? We all have had a compliment, right, of something we do well. And if you're not already doing that for work, maybe you should consider finding an e-commerce platform to showcase those skills and get some revenue in. A lot of people are shopping at home, of course. So what you guys might want to look into, and here are some e-commerce sites that I think are pretty badass. So let's go through the list, okay? Wix stores, okay? They're simple, they're beautiful, they're affordable. Give them a try. Site builders, it's best for beginners. I think Site Builder and like Vistaprint are really good beginner platforms. And I've done Vistaprint. I like it. BigCommerce is really good for small businesses, which a lot of us are, right? We're startups. Shopify, which our friend Lynn Curtin just mentioned, Shopify is good for boutique shops. So if you've got those jewelry pieces like Lynn has, or socks, or, you know, boutique-y items, sunglasses that you're selling, check out Shopify. Volusion, V-O-L-U-S-I-O-N, Squarespace. I've used Squarespace. I would say it's a very minimalist platform, very minimalist. So that could be good. Magento, OpenCart. So these are all good e-commerce sites. So what makes it an e-commerce site as opposed to a regular website, right? That's what we want to know. E-commerce, you can attach payment platforms like PayPal, so people can purchase your stuff from the site. Regular websites, you would have to add that on, and sometimes you can't. So an e-commerce, it stands for, you know, electronic commerce, right? So that is the difference, mainly. You can also put your YouTube channel on there, and you can upload links and things like that to showcase your brand and help people through it. So that's really great. I want to give my resources, my freelancers out there, my TV peeps, my production peeps, my giggers, some resources. Some of you guys, most of you guys already have this, but Reality Staff is really great if you're a production head, if you, you know, are a creator, a reality production, PAing. A lot of that stuff, of course, got put on hold, but there's still some, you know, there's still some jobs out there that could be had, you know. Have you guys ever thought of shifting to the news? I mean, we're going to still need the news. A lot of us will have to bite our pride, but take a gig that's, you know, not paying as much, but you'll still be working. Maybe you'll learn a little something different in our arena, a different part of the business. And this could be a really great time. If you've ever wanted to go online and learn something, take an online course. Maybe that's something you can get done here in the next few weeks. Reality Staff is great. Staff Me Up, FGC, Freelance Global Gigs. You know, if you want to publish articles, you know, you can go on there. And let's see, create your own swag, okay? So when I used to work at MTV, we would give out swag. And swag is, if you don't know, it's like pins and hats and stickers and t-shirts and things to just give, like, say to the community, thank you for tuning in, thank you for being a part of the casting, thank you for watching the show. You know, just some feel-good stuff. So whenever you go and you have, like, a radio station and they've got the street team and with the radio van, they're giving you water bottles and t-shirts and hats and shit like that, right, with the logos. So that's what I'm talking about right now. Swag. Create your own swag. I just launched the Startup with Monique Loray swag. We are online. We're at shop.spreadshirt.com/the Startup with Monique Loray. That's impossible to find. So just go on my Instagram and click the link or check it out there. And yeah, we're just excited to be on there. We've got some t-shirts and things like that. So, you know, you can create your own swag, you guys. So if you have a brand, it could be a podcast, could be a TV show, it could be anything, go for it. So in a moment, we're going to be speaking with Loda, but just to wrap up this thought, teespring.com is another great platform that you can launch your swag. So think 7 or more income streams, think building out your brand, and I'm excited to see what you guys can do with what you've got. Last thing I want to tell you is that I will be available as of tomorrow, starting tomorrow, if you need help harnessing your brand. If you need help with your marketing, your brand building, your e-commerce videos, promo videos, editing, and guidance, beginning tomorrow and for the, you know, foreseeable future, you can text message me. And my phone number is 310-913-3213. And you can schedule an appointment via text or email. And my email is capaquariusmedia@gmail.com or thestartupwithmoniqueloray@gmail.com. Okay, again, that number is 310-913-3213. So text me if you need help. If you're somebody that's a baby boomer and doesn't get it and doesn't understand this shit, I'm here to help, okay? If you're not a baby boomer, if you just don't understand it, if you're not tech savvy, if you want to get your brand online making money while you're home, I can help you. But we've got a call, an international call, from Bali. Is that Loda on the line?
Hello, good morning from Bali.
It is like 4:55 in the morning in Bali right now, isn't it?
Oh, it's 7 actually. 7 a.m.
Oh, 7. Well, there you go. 7 a.m. Well, it's, you know, it's really early. Thank you so much for giving us a call. Loda is a friend of us, you know, of the show, and she's done some placement with her jewelry. If any of you guys follow any of my posts, you would see her ring. I wear her cuff ring every single day of my life since she gave it to me.
Yeah, Loda, I know.
Everybody, who you are and where you come from, and tell us about yourself.
Okay, so yes, Lotta Lasterson, and I'm originally from Sweden, but I moved to Bali 14 years ago to avoid the rat race and become a first-time business owner in hospitality at that time. Started up a restaurant with my husband at the time and 2 infants, and been working my way up to make that a success. And 2018, I started my archery jewelry design business to do something else here in paradise. I'm 53, going 54, so it's never too late to start over and do something new, I guess.
Yes. Well, we love that. You're like super duper international, you know, from Sweden, you know, by way of Bali. or sweet by way of, yeah. So your line, we have been using it in a lot of different events, and you know, you and I had big plans for 2020 as far as events, and we kind of got, you know, we got the brakes pumped on us, didn't we?
I was almost on my way over there. I packed my bag already, but just have to wait and see, pray, and they're going to be come through.
That's right. I mean, but as business owners, Lota, and you and I have been chatting about this, you know, whenever we're both up at the same time. For the listeners, I have a clock here with, apparently my clock has died because it doesn't have the right time, but I have a Bali clock for Lota, so I know when to message her and call her. But we've had some private chats recently where we're speaking about how to shift businesses and be resilient. I mean, your brand is all about being strong and being a pioneer and finding your tribe and harnessing through hard times, right? So this is the best time for this, right? I mean, finding a way to move everything online.
Absolutely. I think this is in all the scarcity and the seriousness of what's happening now, I think it's still very important to more look inward to what else can you do. If my platform is more events, it's more retail, it's more being out there face to face, what can I do when I cannot do that? So I'm working a lot on my systems to get it right with the leads and the whole operation admin wise, and also pumping out the online, which I'm kind of weak on. I'm quite strong face to face and doing that, but so yeah, I might have to call your number and get some help with that.
Give my number anytime. And it's true, I think it's a really great time to give the planet a break, give the animals, give the ecosystem an effing break, and give ourselves an emotional, physical break, and just take a deep breath and really go inward and see what we're really made of and what our brand is about. And with that, it's good to say, and it's good to be honest and say, you know what, my strength is here, meeting with people. My weakness is online, because you know, it's still fairly new. 1999 wasn't that long ago. It's still fairly new. You know, and there was a little bit of tech before that, a little online before that. But mainly, people didn't really get turned on to these platforms till recently, within the last 10 years, I'd say. So I think, you know, asking that friend that is strong in that and having the 7 income streams, even if you can just at this point, when we can use this at home time to get 3 income streams from the internet, that would be great, you know? So, yeah. You do jewelry, mainly jewelry, and can you tell everybody about your jewelry and your craftsmanship and where you get inspiration for your design?
So I'm trying to blend the cool Nordic vibe with the warm spirit of Bali. Since I live in Bali, my heritage is all the Viking, since I'm from Sweden, so I embrace that very much. And especially when you're foreign, you're living abroad, I think your roots are quite important. So I try to do quite funky, big, bold, empowering pieces that are supposed to empower and keep you in strength. And I use traditional materials like copper, brass, rose gold, and silver. So I pick up a lot of the inspirations from that, from my heritage, but also from my own story as a warrior woman going through life, ups and downs, victories, and big battles. I think if you can harness something that is close to you, even though it's not close to you, literally, it also gives you a little bit of a comfort knowing that, that where you come from, you can harness from that. And it's quite a fun, because I never thought I was such a Viking before I started with this, and all what they embraced, and I learned so much about them. So I'm researching their history, their jewelry, and what that meant to them. So I have a lot of things coming up for Archie and Julie to be.
Don't count us out yet. We're going to get you here in America firsthand for sure. So if people want to. You know, if people want to grab a couple pieces, there's still people getting engaged. There's still people getting married. There's still people with birthdays. There's still people, you know, that want to give a gift to someone and say thank you. And if someone's sitting down writing a thank you note and wants to merge that with a beautiful gift, a piece from you, where can they see your jewelry? You have an Instagram page. Can you give us all of your pages and where we can find your jewelry?
Absolutely. So I'm on Instagram. So it's at Archery Jewelry. And I spell jewelry with the double L, yeah? So it's, I don't know, it's a European spelling. And also I have my website with the same address, www.archerijewelry.com. And I have a Facebook page as well. So, yeah, there's an online website and there's a shop on there. And if you come to Bali, there's a store here too. But I don't think people are going to travel now. But so yeah. That's what I do.
Well, we're so glad that you called in. Good to take the temperature of another place in the world. What would you say is the overall feel in Bali with this whole virus?
You know what? It's changed so much in just 1 to 2 weeks from here. We were starting to get less traffic here because, you know, of all the kind of lockdowns and avoiding of social gatherings as well as here too. It hasn't hit that hard yet, but a common theme that I see, and I know that you talked about it, Monique, as well, is trying to support and help local business owners, suppliers, and everything in these times is crucial. And I think even though we are distancing ourselves from each other physically, people come together and want to be, you know, feel close. We feel close to each other in a way. There's a lot of Facebook groups here going on that are supporting other businesses. And I recommend it too that go to your local spa salon or if it's jewelry or restaurant, if you can't go there physically, buy a voucher, support them, give them a good review, say something on Facebook, tag them, because it's super important for us to stay together. We are all a small business. We're struggling right now, yeah?
Yeah, no, I love what you're saying. Buy a voucher. And I think the other gals were saying that as well. So thanks again for calling in, and we will be checking in with you real soon.
Thank you, Monique. Have a good day.
You too. Cheers.
Bye. All right.
Bye-bye. Bye. Oh, okay, guys. So just want to recap some things. Again, you know, do your very best to help flatten this out. And, you know, we've never been in anything like this. So everybody handles it different. So, you know, please, you know, give your health care, you know, workers a virtual hug and a thank you text and a lot of love, and your friends that still have to get up and go to work physically, or people that you know, let's try to be kind to each other on social media. I know that some people are really, you know, taking this hard, and not everybody's in the same position financially, but let's try to help each other. And here's some ways we can help each other. All right. Medical supplies are needed, as we know. People are sewing masks together. I'm going to get in on that. I've got some stuff to put some masks together. Ship them to your local hospital, okay? Don't think that they have enough, because they don't. They're going to need it. As more people get tested or more people go into the hospital, more people are going to need to be serviced. And so our healthcare professionals are going to need more, you know, protective gear. So if you've got them, drop them to the hotel, ship them to the hotel. Also, these kids that are out of school, a lot of them need lunches, okay? A lot of their meals came from school. I come from very humble beginnings, and I remember, you know, it was rough. So we need to see if we can help out with that. And if you want to give American Red Cross a call, they're 800-733-2767. But what you can do is go on Google and just type in your school's district. And there's free breakfast and lunch that are going on right now up for the next 2 weeks that I know of. And so the school districts will list locations in detail. So just Google your school district and type in school lunches for kids during quarantine or during Corona lockdown. All right. Use those keywords and find it. But just find your local school district and they will be able to direct you to where those lunches are being given. And if you're somebody that wants to drop some off, if you're a store, a restaurant, someone that wants to donate, definitely look for them there. There can't be enough given, guys. Find your way to help. You know, if you see somebody, if you go into the gas station or the store and you really shouldn't be leaving, but if you're leaving for essential reasons and you see a homeless person, if you've got some extra food, if you've got some extra money, water, give it to them. Help them out. You know, let them be that meal for that day. Okay. But yeah, guys, you know, thank you. I want to say thank you to my sponsors. I just have a few minutes. Thank you to my sponsors that are continuing with their support. We've got Michael Solberg Family Wines. They're still in business. So if you need wine shipped to your house, wine can be shipped, okay? MichaelSolbergFamilyWines.com. You can find them on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Also, we have a shout out for Leah there. Nadira Healing Arts. She's amazing. She's on Facebook, Instagram. She's going to give you that great reading. She gave us a reading last weekend about financial forecasting and being smart with our money and not panicking. And she's great for all love life, everything. So Nadira Healing Arts, N-A-D-E-I-R-A Healing Arts. And you can find her on Facebook, Instagram, and she's amazing. All right. Also, Control Alt Gin. That's our friend Jennifer McCray. She's the nurse. She's on the front lines right now, making sure people are safe. She's traveling around the Midwest. Thank you so much for what you do. She's on Instagram. You can find Jennifer McCray. And last but not least, Regan First Medical in Newport Beach, offering a variety of anti-aging solutions. My listeners will receive a free confidential consultation online with Dr. Sherlana Bogard. She is the leading expert in lifestyle medicine and sexual dysfunction and treats both men and women. She uses the most advanced, safe, and reliable regenerative medicine solutions available. Call to schedule, and you're going to get a great, this is going to be so fun. So make sure you call her, 949-339-3043, or visit regan.com. That's R-E-G-E-N.com. I want to give a shout out to Lady Ray J in Missouri. Thank you for covering us on T-O-K-O-V-O-L Love, Toko Love Radio. I might have butchered that as usual, but she's amazing. Toko Love, thank you so much. And guys, stay tuned for my full article about my trip this last Friday, flying during the coronavirus lockdown, traveling during this. I vitamined up. I calculated my temperature for 4 days prior to flying. I think if you have to be out, be socially responsible. If you're not feeling well, stay the heck home and figure it out and ask for help. You know, it's one of those times where you're going to have to. But if you're healthy and you're feeling good, make sure you chart your temperature. If you're going to travel, if you have to work, be responsible, okay? And put it to the minimum. And I stay home. I think there's a challenge out there. So I stay home for the people, you know, that are more vulnerable in the community. And I only leave home for the store and if I have to work. And that's very, very minimal. So look for my article. I'll post it on the Instagram. Follow me at The Startup with Monique Leray. And that's on Instagram. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, Monique Leray Stinson, M-O-N-I-Q-U-E-L-O-R-E-S-T-I-N-S-O-N. And if you're interested in being on the show, give me a call, 310-913-3213. If you're interested in help with your brand and moving it from just being a physical brand to an online space and maximizing that online arena and getting a promo video done, I'm your girl and I'm here to help. So we've got a really cool show next week. We'll be back in studio. We're doing 1 to 2 people in studio. We're complying. We're keeping it clean. We're keeping it socially away, distanced, and physically distancing, but socially connected. And be safe out there. And what will you start up today? We'll see you next weekend. We'll talk to you next weekend.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk.